Watcher, it's Mike Wynn and it's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. We're spoilt for choice this week as I'm just back from a record-buying spree in California. This first number is from that trip.
Thank you.
I've long been a big fan of the bluesy piano playing of Ray Bryant. Despite his playing with everybody, Miles, Rollins, Prez, Bird, Ella, Coleman Hawkins, Zoot Sims, Dizzy Gillespie, he's still underrated, even though he's fronted a large number of albums as a leader of a piano-based drums trio or as a solo piano player. This album, one of two separate CDs, is something of a retrospective in that it celebrates his 60th birthday, and he re-records many of his own best combos and some of his faves from other people from over the years. We've just heard Shake a Lady. That presupposes the lady wants a shake. Recorded in 92 with Rufus Reed bass and Grady Tate drums. Next up, Barbara Thompson. The Whisper in the Shell is the title of this Barbara Thompson song. She wrote six of the seven songs on this Summer of 98 recorded album, Shifting Sands. She plays alto on that number, tenor and flute elsewhere. Barbara's husband, John Heisman, is on drums, as ever. Barbara's group is called Paraphernalia. It replaced her jazz rock group, Jubiaba, and before that, the even rockier United Jazz and Rock Ensemble. Peter Lemmer is on keyboards, Billy Thompson violin, no relation to Barbara, Paul Westwood bass guitar. Barbara was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 97, before this album was recorded, and, following a farewell tour, she stopped touring in 2001 and carried on composing, but, amazingly, came back to touring in 2004. A real trooper, as they would say. And it's another all-Brit lineup. Thank you. That's from a 2009 released SWP CD, and it's called The Late Great Phil Seaman, and it's a compilation of songs from the various groups he played in, and that's a long list. This album alone includes the groups of Joe Harriott, Ronnie Scott, Kenny Graham, Dizzy Rees, Jack Parnell, Victor Feldman, Dick Morrissey, and the trio we've just enjoyed, the Stan Tracy Trio. Stan on vibraphone, not his usual piano, Kenny Napa bass, and Phil on drums, obviously. Five pentatonically tuned drums. The song Free was written by Stan specifically to feature Phil on their Vogue LP Little Clunk, recorded May 59. Phil Seaman died in 1972 at the young age of 46. He died peacefully in his own chair at home. The pathologist who routinely took a sample of Phil's blood couldn't believe that he'd ever been alive. Such was the level of drugs in his bloodstream, accumulated over many, many years. And from the 60s onwards, he became more and more unreliable, and the gigs slowly dried up. But he was a hell of a drummer. I'll now play you songs from some of the Californian LPs I've bought that I've had time to play since my return. And first it's the Marty Paich Big Band. Thank you. Yes, of course. The Lerner and Lowe song, I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, from My Fair Lady, recorded in Hollywood in 59. It's described as the Marty Paich Big Band featuring Art Pepper, Victor Feldman, Jimmy Giuffre and Bill Perkins. And together with Vince DeRosa, French horn, the soloists on that wonderful song were Pepper on alto, Giuffre clarinet. The LP is called The New York Scene, and it's mainly of Broadway show tunes, shows that appeared on Broadway, I should have said, as My Fair Lady can't really be described as a Broadway show. Marty Paich played piano and, of course, did all the arrangements. The leader on this next song is guitarist Phil Upchurch. If you can, listen out for the piano player. Thank you. recorded September 67 for a milestone LP called Feeling Blue. Half of the songs feature an entire orchestra, half this stunning quintet lineup. This is Upchurch's first album as a leader. Great name, Upchurch. Sounds like a rhetorical question. Upchurch on guitar, and that pianist was Wynton Kelly, Richard Davis bass, Jimmy Cobb drums, and Montego Joe conga. The liner notes call Upchurch a most groovy musician. Yep, we can agree with that. In fact, you might know Upchurch from his days as the house pianist at Chess Records, where he had a million-selling hit, You Can't Sit Down, parts 1 and 2. You'd think part 1 would be enough to learn the lesson. Phil is now married to his 7th wife. No wonder he can't sit down. Now it's time for Freddie Redd. A Blue Note LP with the front cover entirely in red in honour of its leader pianist Freddie Redd, and titled, rather inevitably, Shades of Redd. All the songs on this August 1960 Rudy Van Gelder recorded LP are by Freddie Redd, and we heard the romantic Just a Ballad for My Baby. And it's a star-studded quintet. Blue Note at this time, well, from the mid-50s to the mid-60s, had so many truly great musos on their books that almost every LP they recorded included genuine stars. Here it's Jackie McLean, alto, Tina Brooks, tenor, Paul Chambers, bass, Lewis Hayes, drums, plus Freddie Redd, piano, as we know. Next, Samba de Cha-Cha. I agree, not a promising title. This Pauser LP, recorded in 85, is called Paul Smith Plays Steve Allen. Paul Smith we know, of course, one of my faves. Steve Allen is a prolific songwriter, as well as a comedian and American TV show host, for which he's best remembered. The eponymous Steve Allen Show ran for 4 years on NBC TV in the US, and yet he still found time to compose more than 4,000 songs. Samba de Cha-Cha demonstrates why we shouldn't be put off by a title. A fun song and aptly titled, after all. Talking of titles, is there a more evocative title to Brits than this next one? Thank you. Very upbeat version of There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover. Evocative, as I mentioned, but probably only to Brits of a certain age. Glenn Miller had a hit with it, but of course, it'll always belong to Vera Lynn. This November 86 full-speed version may be thought to be sacrilegious by Vera's fans. The leader and altoist is Richie Cole. Vic Giroux is on guitar, Ed Howard bass, Victor Yaya Jones drums, and Ray Mantilla percussion. This Concord LP is called Pure Imagination. We're off to Catalonia, and talking of unpromising titles, it's Chim Chim Cheree.
Thank you.
that really Chim Chim Cheree? Yes, the very same. Mary Poppins, originally sung by Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews in the film, and it got the 1964 Oscar for Best Song. It's not often been interpreted by a jazz muso, but on the few occasions it has, it's worked brilliantly. Here in Barcelona in the summer of 65, it's the proud Catalan pianist Tete Montoliu with Eric Peter bass and Billy Brooks drums. Time for another big band. The title of this fantasy LP is Dream On, Dance On, with the Elliot Lawrence Orchestra, recorded December 57 in New York. I have this on Deep Groove Red vinyl. Very exciting. Well, for someone like me who leads a sheltered life. That was Nightfall, an Al Cohen original, and that was Al Cohen on tenor as one of the main soloists, together with bandleader Elliot Lawrence on piano. But it's mainly an album of ensemble pieces. I love it. I'm going to include this next one because we haven't featured them before. Thank you. My One and Only Love, recorded in March 79 at KM Studios in Burbank, California. This is a duo, Frank Morocco, electric accordion, and Ray Pizzi, soprano. We don't feature the accordion often. Well, it's rarely played in jazz circles, but when played well, it can and does fit in. Next, a short piano solo by Larry Willis. All of the other songs on this AudioQuest December 91 recorded LP are of a piano-based drums lineup, but pianist Larry Willis plays his own compo Fallen Hero as a solo piece. It's dedicated to his late brother Victor, a classical musician. if I stop talking right now, we'll just have time for drummer Shelly Mann back in the 60s, with Richie Kamuka, Condi Candoli, Russ Freeman and Chuck Berghofer. Let's enjoy The Navy Swings. As always, huge thanks for listening. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynne, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.